نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم اما بعد. We continue with the discussion of the first verse of the 21st para. اتلو ما اوحي اليك من الكتاب. In that verse, as I had mentioned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he must do three things, the gist of it. One was the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the other was the iqamat of salat, and the third was zikrullah, that is the mufhum of the ayat. So we are discussing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hukam of the recitation of the Quran Sharif ayat, and then we a little bit of discussion of salat. Yesterday I was explaining to you an ayat of the Quran Sharif in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered shaitan to get out because his regime, cursed one, rejected one. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that lanat upon you till the day of qiyamah. And why did he say that? Because shaitan refused to make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. All the other angels bowed down, but he refused. Out of pride, he refused to make sajda. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, فَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. So there I explained that if that one sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a human being, but Allah ta'ala ordered the angels to bow down before him, and shaitan refused. So Allah ta'ala told him, get out until the day of Qiyamah, now my curse upon you, you are rejected. So what about those people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordered, that is people like us, that we must make sajda to him 5 times a day, we must make salat, but we are negligent, we are indifferent, or we say things which are derogatory. Sometimes a person says, it's time for salat. Person says, mind your own business. What the people who are making salat, they all became very pious. That you look at that person, he's making salat, and look at how much of sins he's committing. Look at that person, he makes 5 times salat in the first sub, but he's owing me so much of money. And that person, he got married to my daughter, and he makes salat 5 times a day, but see how much he's troubling and abusing my daughter. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in this verse that inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. I explained to you that if the person is negligent in any department of his life, it is the weakness in his salat. If he had that degree of concentration, devotion, dedication, submission in his salat, then he would have been very, very careful in every aspect of his life, because he would have developed within himself that conscious awareness that my Allah is watching every movement of mine, every action of mine, every deed of mine. Nevertheless, let's proceed from there. So you don't blame the salat, you blame the person who is making the salat, that he must improve the quality of his salat and he must gain more degree of devotion, dedication. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has emphasized so much on salat. If you look at the books of ahadith, look at the fazail of salat compiled by Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi, how many ahadith he has gathered in there. Read many, many other books, you will hardly find any book in which salat is not mentioned. Any book of fiqh, you will never find a book, if it is a total kitab on jurisprudence, there must be a kitab of salat there. And look at the details about salat. When Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam some questions about what is Iman, what is Islam. So when it came to Islam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the performance of 5 times salat. Now we can't go into the details. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it has been mentioned that any time that any worry or any concern got him, إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately hastened towards salat. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, no? He says that even if there was a strong breeze blowing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately went into the masjid. And he remained there making sajda, making dua, making salat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept on begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the removal of any kind of calamity. And in our times we know that how many places have been destroyed when gale force winds blew. So that same breeze becomes, gathers gale force speed, then how much of destruction it can cause. And I always say that the moment we see cloudy day, rainy day, very strong breeze, then we say that this is a day when we'll have to stay indoors. So buy a few more extra videos so that we can pass our time indoors. So that is our condition, that outside there's a very strong breeze blowing. There's lightning, there's thunder, and there is all kinds of expectation of the weather getting worse and causing more damage. So at that time we have to occupy ourselves, we have to pass time. So we buy more videos, or we switch on the TV and watch more movies, or listen to more haram, or miss our salats. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is hastening towards the masjid. Now look at the condition, look at the difference, where one side is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he is hastening into the masjid and making salat and making dua and istighfar, whereas he was masoom and sinless. And we are full of sins, and when there is a danger, then at that time we are increasing our sin. What a world of difference. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that it is this salat. Therefore the Quranic verse tells us, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with sabr and with salat. And people have learned through experience, many, many people, that in difficulties and hardships and problems, if they turned towards salat, made plenty of istighfar and tawbah, and extended their begging bowls before Allah Ta'ala and begged of Him, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala found a way out for them in their problems. So this salat is a connection, it is a link between man and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'mineen. So our salat, which we make, that is our mi'raj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the ahkam, where was he given that? The laws of zakat, the laws of hajj and fasting, all these things that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and told him that this is the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Or wahi came down to him. But when it came to salat, look at the importance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to this salat. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken from Mi'raj. And when he came to the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, looking at the countenance and the glory of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he reached that height that no man and no angel could have ever reached, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him a gift. Because when a person goes to the royal palace, he has been invited by the king of Jordan, of Syria, of Saudi Arabia. These kings of our times, what do they really own and what do they really have? But nevertheless, still people have great amount of admiration for their palaces and for their wealth and for their oil wells and everything else. There's nothing wrong if Allah Ta'ala bless them, as long as they use it correctly, we got no problem. But we know that most of it, way it is squandered and way it is used. But the point is that when a person goes by special invitation of the king, then without fail, those people get some kind of gift from the king. From the king's side, they get some kind of a gift. And that gift will also always be something that is very valuable, something that is of monetary value. So the person is given that. And he appreciates it so much that he will treasure it all his life. And he will make a special safe for it, or he'll make special frame for it, or special glass case for it. And he will keep on bragging about that all his life, that I was invited by King so and so, and look at this gift that he gave to me. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was invited by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He could have ordered him on the earth, but he was invited, given a special invitation. And look at the way in which he was taken up also. Look at the number of angels that came down, and with what izzat and ihtiram and honor and dignity he was taken. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him the last verses of Surah Baqarah as a gift. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given the 5 times salat as a gift for his ummah, so that when they are in difficulties, in problems, and even if they are not in problem, but it is the desire of every lover to talk to his beloved, so they are told that this salat now is the gift from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whenever it is your desire to communicate with Allah ta'ala, to beg of him, to ask of him, and to seek from him, then hasten towards salat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to the jama'at salat, didn't he mention, and it is recorded in the books of hadith, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that al-jafa kul jafa, and then he goes on to say it's kufr and nifaq. First of all, great injustice, great amount of wrong the person has done, and then he has committed kufr and he has committed nifaq, that means hypocrisy. Now if we have to tell any Muslim or give him these type of titles, what will he do to us? And who is giving these titles? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should open their ears and hearts and listen. That these titles are not given by me or given by any human being. It is who has got no compassion and love and mercy. It is given by the person who is rahmatul lil alameen. Mercy unto the worlds. Mercy for the young and the old. Mercy for the black and white. Mercy for the rich and poor. Mercy for the animals. Mercy for the creatures, mercy for the angels. Now he is saying that the person has done great injustice, great amount of wrong, very, very major sin he has committed, and furthermore kufr and nifaq, such hard words, for whom that the person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that sami'a munadiya yunadi ila salat. When he listens to the caller calling towards salat, that same muazzin story that I was discussing yesterday, that in our areas we will hear so many different azans, and at the top of the voices and full blast loudspeakers and mics. So the person listens to the azan, but he does not respond. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if he does not respond to that call, he heard it, now he's not responding. And what is that responding? The responding is not just after the muazzin has completed, then we just read the dua of azan. Is that sufficient? Lots of people, they just read the dua of azan after the muazzin has completed, and then they carry on with their activities of life. So he says that that person has committed such a major sin, such injustice, and he's committed kufr and he's committed nifaq. That is the reason why Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali and many others have said, and on the basis of some other ahadith, that man taraka salata muta'ammidan faqad kafar, etc., that the person has committed kufr. Now Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali saved our skin, and those imams who said that he has committed an act which is similar to that of the kuffar, but we won't say that he is out of the pale of Islam. So we got saved because of this interpretation of that hadith sharif. That is where the differences of opinion amongst the imams being a rahmat. If there had been no differences of opinion, then just imagine what would have happened. How many homes we would have had Muslims left. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that person who heard the azan and he does not make it, that means he does not respond by going and attending the jamaat prayers, so then this is a major sin. The person has done great injustice, the person has committed kufr, the person has got hypocrisy in his life. And why do we miss our salat these days? Is it due to some valid reason? Now there too in that hadith sharif it is mentioned that if the person is missing it without a valid reason, without a very good reason, then this is the sin. But if there is a valid reason, he cannot make it for the jamaat for valid reason, is sick or is on journey or some other reason, then that is excused. But our salat is missed for what reason? Fast asleep. We cannot get up in the morning. Our businesses have become such that we just cannot make our salat. The people are combining the salat. Zuhur, those who are the pious ones I'm talking about. So their Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Salat. So they will come just 2 minutes, 5 minutes before Maghrib Salat, and they will try and combine the Salat. Few minutes before Maghrib they'll make their Asr, or they'll make their Zuhur, and thereafter they'll make the Maghrib Salat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the warning he gave on that. And he said, if one Salat a person misses without a valid excuse, one Salat, then it is as if the person has lost his family, he's lost his wealth, he's lost his property, he's lost everything. Now the person who loses a little bit of goods in his business, a little bit of robbery, or a robbery takes place and he loses a little bit of his merchandise or a little bit of his cash or gold or silver, then everybody sympathizes with him too. And it is only right that we should feel pity and we should sympathize. It can happen to anybody. But the fact is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is saying that the person who misses one salat is like that person who didn't only lose his wealth, and not only part of his wealth, not that he had a whole shop full of goods and from there 10% went, or 50% went. He says, total loss, complete loss, the person hasn't got anything left. He's completely bare. And at the same time, he has lost his family too with that. That in the shooting, if the person loses his father, his mother, his son, his daughter, and his children, and his whole family, what a great loss that will be. And how the person will cry, and how the whole family will sympathize, and how everybody will talk about it. That look at that person, on the one hand, his whole building went, his goods went, his car went, everything went. But together with that, his father went, his mother went, his sister went, his brother went, his children went. Now if we picture it like that, that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is trying to convey, the intensity of it. That how serious a sin it is, which today we consider as not even a sin. It's just taken as a big joke, especially in our walimas and in our weddings and in all our functions. And so much so that even in our dini functions, because these are dini functions, walimas and weddings, they are actually dini functions. Is walima an un-Islamic thing? But look at the amount or number of people who miss the salat totally on these occasions. And so many people, whilst enjoying the biryani and zarda, if the azan goes, then they will tell those whom they consider to be little pious, they say, go, you must make your salat. It's time for you to go and make your salat. And they will continue. So it is a serious warning that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make salat beloved to us. We must look forward to it. That is a call that has come. As one Allah wala said, that when the azan is taking place, then at that time, what does it mean? It means this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, that ay mere pyaro, ay mere pyaro, jaldi jaldi wuzu karke ab aa jao. میں تمہارے انتظار میں ہوں کہ کب تم میرے سامنے سجدہ کرتے ہو. اللہ تعالیٰ is waiting. May Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ give me the love of salat, give you the love of salat, give our children the love of salat, and give the entire ummah of Nabi علیہ الصلات والسلام the love of salat. It must not be like a burden. At present it's like a burden. 5 times a day we have to pray. Now is that a Muslim or a mu'min who will say that? وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين